Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, Los Cachos!
Play it once, then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
Boy, then, what's the matter about it, thinking anything?
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Horror.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Batman coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a man no one wants to tangle with in a debate forum, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. Welcome, everyone. How's it going, Matt?
It's going okay. A little cloudy, but it's dry. It's very fall, very autumnal here in Bagwine, Ohio today. Yes. And yourself?
Yeah, pretty wonderful. It's a nice, cool morning. Temperatures in the low 50s.
Yes.
Heading this weekend, boy, we're looking at temperatures at night could drop even into the 30s this weekend. I better test out the old electric blanket, make sure it's still got its warmth.
You do that, FDR, so we can have a picture of you sitting in your chair with your little shawl on your legs.
Got to get the shawl out of the closet and have it next to my comfy chair. Just in case the legs get cold.
That's right. Wax up your walking stick too.
Well, if your legs get cold, it'll fire up the sciatica.
I know.
And you'll have the arthritis in the hip and the sciatica and oof.
And then before you know it, it turns into lumbago.
There you go.
And who wants that?
No, nobody. Nobody.
No. Well, it's nice to see. We have a few guests. It's always nice to see a few guests on Wednesday. We got a guest, and we've got Nimrod Radio in the house. So there
Excellent.
You go. Big shout out to Nimrod Radio.
Hi-yo!
Excellent.
All right. So Nimrod Radio also here on the network. As we say in the business.
As we say in the business, that's correct.
Guys, check them out. So what's happening, Matt?
Well, I'll tell you what. We got a little problem up here in Bagwine today, Jay.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. Last week, I was sick all week. And then, and then Sunday, I reported to you via Twitter that old Schmoop came down with something and began projectile vomiting.
Yeah, a little vomit virus.
Yeah, so she was sick Sunday, Monday, and kind of yesterday. But things cleared up. But now Schmoop has, she's better now, but she started her period. So here's a lesson for all you youngsters in love out there. It's fine to be in love and have sex every night, but as you grow older, you better like who you live with, because the sex is going to be few and far between once you get older.
And there's going to be not today. My arthritis is acting up. Got a little sciatica flare up. Feeling nauseous.
So just make sure you like who you live with.
You know, it's funny because just as we were talking about sitting in my easy chair with my shawl and everything. Here on the TV, which I have muted, they showed an ad for the Hurricane. Have you seen this?
Yes.
The little wall, the cane, it's got the little suction cup thing, so it grips, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's got, and it, then it has a little ball bearing there, like an ankle, and it get, you know, it you can pull it at a little bit of an angle, and it, you know, you're able to go along at a much faster pace.
Yes.
And it'll grip onto the sidewalk, onto the linoleum,
mm-hmm.
gravel. It's pretty fancy.
It is.
I think it's my future. I think I'd use the Hurricane for about 5-6 years until I qualify for a Rascal.
Uh-huh.
And I can join my fellow. I can get a Rascal at no cost to me through Medicare and join my fellow Tea Partiers down at the rally.
That's right. Have your misspelled sign in your little basket on the front.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
There's one dude in town that gets out in his little hover round or Rascal or whatever, and he just goes right down the main street through town in it.
Really?
People
on the road?
Poking along behind him. Yes. Bit of a hazard, if you ask me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like some kind of socialist or something, but
No.
He seems to be holding traffic up. And
I bet he's not even wearing a helmet either, is he?
Oh, yes, he is. Got the hockey helmet on. Hockey helmet, racing gloves, goggles.
Mm-hmm.
We got another elderly couple that drive a golf cart around town.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, they both wear little motorcycle helmets and goggles, and they get in the golf cart and strap in and head to McDonald's for their coffee and Egg McMuffins. And it's just adorable.
That's good. I'm surprised about the Egg McMuffin. When you describe them, they sound more like an oatmeal couple.
Yeah, well, that's probably lunch.
So.
Yeah, anyway.
Big day today, Jay.
Big day. It's debate day.
Well, no, I wasn't even talking about that.
Oh.
You know what today is?
Wednesday.
It is Deutsche Einheit Day.
Oh, it is.
Yes,
How
it is.
How did I miss that one?
Well,
how did I miss
I know.
That?
It is German Unification Day.
What a great day.
Yeah. And we're all excited when the Germans all get together because we know nothing but good can come about that.
Yeah, that's right. A little German nationalism never hurt anybody.
No. So.
Well, it's pretty clever of them to do that right here in the middle of Oktoberfest, though.
Exactly. So,
so they can disguise their... They're nationalistic meetings.
Uh-huh.
It's just a good beer fest.
Yeah. Nothing like a little strength through joy.
Mm-hmm.
So, Achte Lieber to all our German fans out there.
Something like that.
Yeah. But no, it is a big day, as you were going to say.
Yeah, having to get a nice drink of natural spring water there.
Yeah.
No Pepsi this morning. No Pepsi this morning.
Oh.
So I'm gonna struggle through the show without the Pepsi.
All right. Well, I guess I'll put the vodka away then.
No, I'm not required to, but you know. Whatever keeps you going.
That's right.
Whatever adds fuel to the fire.
Yes.
But yes, it is. It is debate day.
I guess you could call it today. In America, it's not Unification Day, but it is a National Day of Interest. Or something.
Yeah, and are you going to watch the debates?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really? I thought maybe you'd skip it.
No.
I might not have the sound on, but
I'll watch the debate. I always watch the debates. I don't watch the conventions. Because the conventions are just, you know, big propaganda parties.
Right. They used to be fun when we were younger.
Yeah. Yeah, they're too scripted now. They got too controlled. Well, other than that whole Clint Eastwood situation. But.
Yeah, that was something.
But anyway, watch the debate. Got to critique their ties.
Yeah.
You know, that's always important. They come out in their blue suit.
Mm-hmm.
Although I would pay either one of them to just come out wearing a expensive pair of sunglasses and keep them on through the whole debate.
That would be sweet.
Most people think it should be Obama, but I think the one that would really throw people would be if Romney did it.
I know. You know, maybe some
bling.
Yep.
Gold chains.
The pundits are saying if he does well, it'll change the dynamic. He could change the dynamic with a few gold necklaces. He'd look good with a gold tooth.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking maybe a purple streak in his hair.
There you go.
But I do think that Romney has a lot more to gain from the debates than Obama does. Because Obama, everybody pretty much knows Obama. They've either, you know, they've either accepted him or they haven't.
Right.
And Obama has created this, for everybody, this version of Romney. This, you know, soulless prick who's condescending, a-hole who hates people. And, you know, and looks down on everybody. So if Romney
out of touch.
Yeah. Now, if Romney could actually come across as a human being for an hour and a half, it would actually probably help him quite a bit.
Yes, it would.
People would say, hey, this guy's not so bad.
No, not at all. He's one of us.
Yeah.
Or
not so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I love is all the people go, you know, presidential debates have almost never changed anything, with the exception of, and then they reel off like half the presidential debates since 1960.
Oh, God.
And I'm going, actually, you know, that's quite a few times that the debates have changed things.
Uh-huh. You know who, I wish someone would take a poll of me, because how do you feel about Obama? How do you feel about Romney? You know, I feel better about both of them, much more so than all you pundits on TV who are feeding me this shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's why you can't. Well, you watch those shows, Matt, and you shouldn't watch it. It's bad for you. It's bad for your health.
I can't help it. I can't help it.
No. You watch them so you can hate them.
I think you're right.
But you know, the debates. You know, first televised debate was the Kennedy Nixon debate, and that was the first real lesson in debating, as we found out. Don't show up at the debate looking like you've been on a 3-day bender.
Well, yeah, that's helpful.
Because it didn't work out for Nixon at all to be,
no,
you know,
didn't.
Unshaven and.
Which is funny.
A little wild-eyed.
Which is funny because it was probably Kennedy who had been on a 3-day bender.
Kennedy was all drugged up and probably banged Marilyn Monroe and the female moderator backstage before the debate.
I know. He probably had to towel off 10 seconds before he went on stage.
That's why they always carried a spare pair of pants for him.
Well, actually, it's a good thing he had a podium in front of him because he probably wasn't wearing any pants.
Probably not. Whereas Nixon was trying to pay people off to give him the questions in advance. So those phone lines are open, folks.
As they always are, so let us know if you're going to watch the debate, and if you are, what you expect the outcome to be or whatever. It's 661-244-9852.
Yeah, and if you'd rather just, you know, call in and And tell us how excited you are about the Nicki Minaj Mariah Carey catfight.
Yeah, you can do that too at 661-244-9852.
Yeah, well, you got debates going on everywhere.
Yeah.
And I would say the Nicki Mariah debate is more entertaining, even if it's a little more lowbrow. A little more colorful in the language.
And if you want to go even more lowbrow than that, you can call in and tell us how you feel about Danny Bonaducci getting assaulted. I was very upset about that.
Danny Bonaducci was assaulted?
Yeah, by some chick. Bit his head off or something. I don't know.
He probably deserved it.
Well, yeah, that's true.
There's Miss Dana Lou in the chat room.
Really? The accounting meeting broke up early today.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Oh, my God. I told J-Man, we have had a mice problem at the beer mine.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a caller calling in. This could be an update. So let's take this call. 937, you're with Stupid.
Hey, what's going on today, fellas?
We're just talking about the debates and stuff like that. What's going on with you?
Oh, I just got back from a safari. It's kind of over here at the beer mine. It's been like a safari.
And why is that?
We've had a little rodent problem, these little mice things, you know. They've ate about $50 worth of potato chips.
Yes, they have.
So it became a personal issue. So I had to get extremely very upset, and I went with the small caliber items first, just like the regular neck breakers, traps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That kind of got one or two, but they were still feasting nightly on Mikey's money. So I went with the poison, glue traps, and the neck breakers. And I got me two today, boy.
Oh, really?
Ooh. I did a readjustment on my neck breaker traps, and I was just snapping them on the nose and getting them, you know, making a bloody mess, and that, I ain't into all that. I like to make it clean, snapper. So I readjusted the old rod on it, and this one here, he's right at the neck. He didn't do too much moving, and I got his buddy on one of my glue traps.
Oh, really?
He's still trying to get up. it's kind of amusing. I walk over to him every now and then. I'm like, would you like some chips? Normally, I would go ahead and take them and throw them out in the gutter and embarrass them to their family.
Uh-huh.
But this here is even better. One comes out and sees his buddy.
Yeah.
Trying to get off this glue trap, he might come and help him.
Well, that if you
now,
leave him out.
Is that wrong or?
Well, no. If you leave him out there like that, you might be sending a message to everyone else.
Well, that's true too. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
But one way or the other, Mikey will click the beer mine of the Mices.
Now, are you going to leave him there? Are you going to leave him there so I can take pictures here in a couple hours?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Huh? He's sweet.
The one that's on the glue trap. He's trying to get up. It's funny. His face is stuck to it, and his hind leg is like way behind where he was running across, and he kind of like this. Then he fell forward on his face. Yep. I wish I could send you a picture. Yeah, you better hurry, though. He looks like he's having a cardiac arrest. His heart's going about 100 miles a minute because he's still... It makes him nervous when I go over like he can get away. I go agitating. I threw some popcorn at him earlier.
Oh,
I said, what would you like as your last meal? How about the popcorn?
Why don't you put a combo just out of reach?
Bloody snippet. Oh, shit. But, yeah, that was a good kill. Them was two good ones. I That one, that was a really good kill. That's what a mouse should look like when he's been killed by a mouse trap. Right snap right at the neck.
Excellent.
Are you going to mount their heads on the wall?
Yeah.
No.
That was
a
pretty good size. The one that's on the glue trap, he's like the rest of his cousins, kind of small. But the one that's in the trap, he's pretty good size.
Well, how about this then? Are you going to strap him to the hood of your car and drive through town?
Like we should hang him from the
deer.
Yeah, that's a. Or just hang him from the potato chip rack by their tail. Maybe that'll be.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
A wake up
to the
call
customer.
For their buddies. Maybe
yeah,
I'm going about this
say,
all wrong.
Yeah, the customers would look over there and say, yeah, "I think I want some potato." No, never mind. I'm good.
Say, well, you know, little mouse never hurt no one. You'd eat it if you were starving, I bet.
That's true.
All it is a little squirrel without hair on his tail. Boy, yeah, this boy, he's a... Yeah, you're going to like this, Matt. His tongue is even stuck out.
Excellent.
I mean, he's a trip. I showed Jeremy. He was like, well, why don't you get him off of there and kill him? I said, oh, that's too easy.
That's right.
A little torture. I hope you don't have no animalists listening today.
Oh, no, we never do.
Yeah.
That would be bad. Some mice lovers, that's all we need. Tell them to move to New York. You can have rats then. But nope, I thought you might want to update. And
no, I
now
appreciate
that all the fine listeners of I'm Stupid know what's going on over here at the old beer mine.
And more than that, I appreciate knowing that when I get to work, my boss is going to be in a good mood.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're not putting no chips out yet.
Okay.
We're gonna play this little game for about a week until I don't get no action, and then we'll commence to the chip sales again. But it's been kind of nice when someone comes in and says, what kind of chips do you have? None.
And I say I appreciate your attempt at getting the name of our show correct, but that's okay.
I'm Stupid?
Close enough.
That is
close enough for you, I guess.
Yeah, well, you got to remember, you know, I'm a 12th grade graduate. I didn't go to college, so I have a little problem with vowels.
Hey, one last question before we let you go, Mike. Is that mouse a biggin'?
What? What'd you say?
Is that mouse a biggin'?
Oh, that boy, he's a big boy. I'd pop him in the head. I was going to bring my BB gun in here, pop him. Ain't nothing like alligator hunting, though. They're better.
Yeah.
They're a little more, you know, competition. Mice, they're dumb.
Well, you got to get that gator right there in the soft spot, right?
Oh, yeah, I hit him right there between the eyes. That's where you got to pop him. Pop him, boy, pop him. Get him, boy, watch him. Oh, he's going to get you, boy. That's what my cousin tells me when I put my hand down in the water. But, yeah, this is definitely a much easier job to catch alligators, because alligators, you got to bait them with the damn, you know, chicken wings and shit like that, and then you got to pull them out of the water, and then you got to shoot them in the head. And these here, you just set the trap, and you catch them. Then throw them out in the street so cars can run over them and swat them all over the place.
Well, that when you go gator hunting, you have to do it down there in Louisiana. You're out there on the swamp all day long, and then when you get in, you have a big bowl of gumbo that's so hot it sets your colon on fire.
Exactly. Yeah, this little less skeeter biting going on in mouse hunting. You get out there in the bio, you get burned up with skeeters. Some bitches, they're so big up there, they carry you right off the boat.
All right.
Well, you know, like I said, if you guys got any problems with mice, you can call me and I'll give you a full update on how to get rid of them. You can either do two things, get cats or get tracks.
Well, thanks for the update, Mike.
God.
And traps are a hell of a lot cheaper. I'll talk to you guys later. I'm glad I got to chat with you. It's been a while.
I know it has. Thanks for calling.
All righty. I'll talk at you later. Hey,
all
make
right.
Some peanut butter in.
Okay, I will.
All
right.
Bye.
All right.
Don't forget the peanut butter. And don't be bringing that salmonella-laced peanut butter either. It's being recalled. Bring the good stuff.
And for those of you listening, that was Drive-By Mike in one of his more lucid moments.
Yeah, that's one of his better days.
Yes, it is. He's a happy man.
He was a lot more subdued than he usually is.
Well, it's good to know he made some progress on the mice front.
Yep, out there killing. When you go in, don't be surprised if he's not wearing camo with face paint.
Well, I'll tell you, it was starting to become personal, J-Man. And I told him yesterday he ought to come in after we close and he could have a bow and arrow and some night vision goggles.
Oh, yeah, and I would like night vision goggles just, you know, for the fun of it.
Oh, that'd be great.
It'd be fun to play with. We still have over 2.5 minutes in the live stream, so those phone lines are still open, folks.
As they always are, it's 661-244-9852. You can call in about the debates, how much you hate mice, what a wacko you might think Mike is, but... whatever. Give us a call. And we got a big announcement in the after show, J-Man.
We do. Yeah. In fact, we could go ahead and do that right now during the live stream if you want.
Oh, sure. This Sunday, our big Sunday show, which will undoubtedly be number one like all our Sunday shows, we have a very special guest this Sunday. You know, people say this could only happen to me. This person, it only happens to her, and it has only happened to her every time, every day of her life. We are having the lovely, the sexy Miss Alicious on the show Sunday as our guest.
Oh, yeah.
To talk about all the travesties that have befell her in her life.
She has some pretty hilarious stories.
Hilarious stories that involved losing her pants, tetherball,
Eddie Murphy. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah. It's going to be one hot mess.
Yes, it will be. So, Sunday, 12 noon Eastern. Be there for
that. There you go. It's going to be huge.
And welcome to the Bling Boys.
Yeah, I see the Bling Boys are into Hizzy. And I bet they like Tahitian treat.
Probably.
And if you want to know what I'm talking about, you can always check out our website at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Yes, over there on the website, Matt hosted a pre-debate debate.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the real debate, he excluded Governor Gary Johnson.
Well, you know, he's touchy. Those libertarians.
Yeah, well, you know, the Democrats and Republicans get together with the mainstream media to squeeze out the independents.
Yep, I know, but still.
So, anyway, definitely check out the website, iwsradio.blogspot.com. Check out the official Tumblr at iwsradio.tumblr.com.
And our Facebook page at iwsradio.com/
No.
Facebook.com
yeah.
/IWS Radio.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I was distracted by someone walking across the lot.
And you go to Facebook and you can like us. We'd like to be liked.
We'd like
you back.
Yes.
Yeah, how's the neighbors? Anybody?
Quiet. They seem to be getting along.
Okay. It's good. Good. My upstairs neighbor, I think I've realized something about him.
Really?
Yeah, I believe my upstairs neighbor, I believe his girlfriend is actually a blow-up doll.
Really?
And I'll be blogging about this for tomorrow on the website.
Excellent, excellent.
Yes. Yep. I don't think he has a real girlfriend. And I mentioned it on Tumblr yesterday. Didn't go into any details. And I mentioned, it's on Facebook. Got a whole bunch of comments from people. None of them really seemed to think it was all that odd, to be honest with you.
Which I find odd.
Even some of them, you know, described what it would sound like, and they were right. Even more disturbing.
Yes.
So Kirby Jones there on Twitter said that maybe he has a real doll, but I doubt it because I think he can only afford one CD. So I doubt he could afford a real doll. I think he can only have one CD that starts out. Boom, 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 17 times a day. So anyway, be looking forward to that, folks.
The sad thing is he's probably getting more action than I am with the blow-up doll.
Well, he's getting more action than all of us. And not getting any talk back.
Exactly. Hate that back sass.
Exactly. Not getting any dirty looks.
Oh,
just getting that one look of shock and surprise all day.
There was something breaking late this morning that I wanted to bring up today. And I find it incredibly sad and amusing at the same time. Mike McCreary, the ginger-headed sissy boy in the Paternus candle. I want whistleblower protection.
Uh-huh.
From what?
Yourself?
Oh, my gosh. So he is suing Penn State.
Well, get in line, buddy.
For his lack of backbone, evidently.
Yeah. Yeah, for his lack of human decency and character.
Exactly.
How dare you let me be such a shitbag?
I know. Oh, my God.
And of course, we've got to talk about this this shocking, outrageous, devastating video that Tucker Carlson uncovered.
Yes.
Because he's a great, great investigative journalist. And he dug around and he found this video of Barack Obama being black.
I know. It's terrible.
It's terrible. And what's really terrible about it is that this video that he and Matt Drudge and Sean Hannity hyped for 8 hours yesterday is a video that was a public speech, and the video was a public video that has been on Barack Obama's website for 5 years. But they dug deep and found it.
and they made it grainy.
Oh, yes. And they made it grainy, and they edited it just a little bit to make it easier for you to understand the outrageousness of it.
And how sinister he is.
Yes. And, you know, and in fact, the fact that he kept repeating the outrageous and offensive phrase, "Our God is big enough to perform miracles." That right there is, that's a disqualifying characteristic if somebody wants to be president.
No kidding.
Yeah, who's going to tolerate that in this country?
Not I.
No. That would work well in a country full of Christians.
Exactly.
You know, like Kenya, I guess. I don't know. So anyway, yeah, stunning, outrageous, shocking video. And by the way, if you saw that video and you thought it was a race video and it was a racist video, then you are probably a racist.
But then again, if you are, you don't listen to this show.
Right. Well, if you are, you watch Sean Hannity and read Tucker Carlson. So.
I listen to Sean Hannity every day from 3 to 6.
That's because you like to punish yourself.
Yeah, I know.
You're self-loathing. You look in the mirror and go, you just, I can't hate you. Turn on Sean Hannity. And then you go, okay.
I can't help it.
And you subject yourself to him. And if you were home,
yes,
during the day, you would probably watch The View also, just for that same reason.
No, I wouldn't. No.
That's that same reason. You would sit there and watch Whoopi and Elizabeth and Sherry and Joy.
Oh, God, I can't stand any of them.
Let's see what we got here. 8 minutes left.
I know.
Yeah, maybe Mike should have stayed on the line.
I was going to say, it's too bad Mike can't call back in.
But there's a lot of great things that could happen tonight on that debate.
Yes.
There's, you know, Mitt Romney could, he could imply that maybe he is, once again, pro-choice.
He could do that.
Pro-gay marriage. You know, he quietly yesterday afternoon said that he would not rescind Obama's executive order on immigration. You know, the one that he was so outraged by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now he's like decided, I'll keep that. But he won't, really. He's just saying he will because he's a liar.
That was a bit harsh.
Sorry, I know I'm supposed to be objective, being a member of the media.
I didn't say it wasn't true. I just said that was
hard. Yeah, so you just never know.
Maybe you could have Ann collapse in the audience. That would make
That would be good.
That would be good. She's had
that would be good unless
problems.
He started. Yeah, unless he just started screaming like a little girl and Obama leapt off the stage and ran down there and gave her mouth to mouth.
Oh, that'd be hot.
Yeah. And she'd be going, ooh, hi.
That'd be like James T. Kirk kissing her on Star Trek all over again, baby.
Yeah. But this would be Anne's fantasies coming true.
Yeah, I know. Ooh, and then Michelle could hop in. And then my fantasy would be coming true.
And then Anne and Michelle could show Nikki and Mariah how a real beatdown is done.
Damn right. And then
Michelle would kick Anne Romney's ass.
She could kick my ass.
That would be a hell of a mismatch. She could kick Charles Barkley's ass. But you know, there's a couple of things Obama could do too. Obama, well, he could promise to close Gitmo.
Yeah, I think he did that once before.
That's right. But no. This time he's got a plan.
This time he doesn't have his fingers crossed.
Yeah, right. Hey, I'm not kidding, people.
I'm serious this time.
Yeah. And he could just say to people, say, hey, come on. You can't put a price on access to decent health care, can you? And then he could ask people to just say, hey, who would you rather have a beer with? Trick question, he doesn't drink beer. Hey-o.
Oh, God, you just sounded like me.
Yeah. Kind of got myself worked up for a second. Or maybe Jim Lehrer could just sit there and look at him and go, you guys are both just a couple of lying pieces of crap.
Not that he would do that. He's above that.
No. He's a gentleman and a journalist. He's a citizen of the world.
He is. And I'm sure if Romney does terrible tonight, even though it's Jim Lehrer, Lehrer will be labeled a liberal and had it in the bag for Romney and blah blah.
He already does. He's spending the day thinking of laying a trap for Romney.
Yeah, Lehrer's a big radical guy.
Yeah, he is. He's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, too bad Bernie Shaw isn't there to ask one of them, if somebody broke into your house and raped and murdered your wife, would you want the death penalty for him? Or maybe Jim Lehrer could do like the late Tim Russert did and demand that Obama personally apologize for every incendiary thing that Louis Farrakhan has ever said. That was a great moment in American politics.
Oh, God.
The 08 debate with Hillary and Hillary demanding that he condemn and reject, not just condemn.
I don't know where that all started. Well,
I don't know, but it was hilarious when it ended, when Obama, I've condemned it all these times, but I'll reject it too if it makes you feel better. All the white people happy now?
Everyone wants a condemnation and a rejection and an apology on things they didn't say. Oh.
And things other people said.
Exactly.
So, well.
Maybe if they just all settled down, took a deep breath, and listened to I'm With Stupid every Wednesday and Sunday, they'd be better off.
The world would be a much better place.
Yeah.
And here with about a minute and a half left, quick shout out to our Canadian friend, Miss Jamie, who I believe is undergoing doctor procedures today.
Yes.
And so hopefully that all goes smoothly and all that good stuff. And
love the Jamie.
All right. So... See you on Twitter tonight, eh? She's been helping me with my Canadian on Twitter, so.
Yeah, you're sounding really good.
Yeah, tossed an extra U into the word honored.
Mm-hmm. You're all about the Canadians.
I'm all about the Canadian-isms. Still not sure about poutine, but...
All right, then.
All right. I think that's it.
Yep. Another good show. So catch us Sunday when we have One Hot Miss on with us live at noon Sunday.
I'm already excited about that.
I bet she'll glaze some muffins for us.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
I'll be standing at attention for that show.
I'm sure you will. All right, then, J-Man. As always,
right,
a pleasurable time.
Wonderful.